高三英语高考练习一
Section A Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. The movie is about to start at 7:30 and there is only 10 minutes left. Can you arrive on time?
Oh, if I had got out of my home earlier...I wouldn't have been stuck in the dense traffic for nearly an hour.
Question. What time is it now? 2. The housing price keeps rising.
So we should live on a budget and save as much money as possible.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?3. I'd like to order some books for our students.
The cost of each book is 30 yuan, but we can offer a 10% and 20% discount for orders over 10 and 20 pieces respectively.
Question. How much should the man pay if he wants to order 30 pieces?
4.I can barely squeeze into this place without the help of the reversing camera.
Dear, don't worry. Turn the steering wheel and release the brake slowly, and I will help to guide the way for you.
Question. Where is the conversation probably taking place?
5. I have 2 tickets for the Swan Lake.Would you like to come with me this Saturday?
That is my favorite, and I have been looking forward to that show for 2 years. But unfortunately, I have to attend my sister's wedding ceremony that day.
Question. What does the woman mean?
6. Nowhere else can be as comfortable as my own home.
I can't agree with you more, as long as you are willing to clean it up.
Question. What can we learn from the passage?
Seven. I haven't received the package I ordered last month. If you can't deliver the goods within 24 hours, I will apply for the refund.
Let me check the order information for you.The storehouse has already packed it for you, and we promised to deliver it today.
Question. What are the two speakers discussing?
8. Are you still in your bed? Don't you know what time it is right now?
Harry was injured in a car accident, so I replaced him and had a night shift last night.
Question.Why did the man get up late?
9. Our university fees are keeping rising. Keep rising, so I have to do more part-time jobs to support myself.
Actually, financial aids are easily available, and study should be the first priority to you.
Question. What should the man do indeed?
10. Edward is struggling to apply for a job, but he hasn't received any offer till now.
You can't be serious. Neither has he paid any attention to his academic knowledge, nor did he take an internship.
Question. What did the man imply?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and you will be asked two questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. Ice cream that is marketed as a healthy choice is all the rage. But while products like Halo Top, this summer the lower calorie brand became the nation's top-selling one, are relatively new. Ice cream has a long history of targeting itself as a health food. As far back as the 18th century, Italian physician Filippo Boldini recommended eating cinnamon ice cream to relieve aches, chocolate to feel happier, and lemon to settle up upset stomachs. According to Laura B. Weiss's Ice Cream, A Global History. Then, starting in the mid-19th century, drugstore soda fountains offered up ice cream sodas as a chaser of sorts to make medicine more delicious, many of which would also not be considered healthy today. Temperance activists pushed ice cream stores as alternatives to saloons, further highlighting the sweet's wholesome image. And in 1921, the Evening Missourian urged readers to eat it daily by arguing that one quart contains the same amount of protein as half a dozen eggs or 2 pounds of beefsteak. By the 1990s, as doctors told Americans to cut back on fat, ice cream developed a bad reputation. But today, even beyond low-cal versions, it may be moving back into the category of treats that, within moderation, taste good but don't have to make you feel bad. Research suggests that dairy fat is better for you than once thought, says Amy Ettinger. Author of Sweet Spot, An Ice Cream Binge Across America, which means ice cream sales are back on the upswing.
Now, listen again, please.
Ice cream that is marketed as a healthy choice is all the rage. But while products like Halo Top, this summer the lower calorie brand became the nation's top-selling one, are relatively new. Ice cream has a long history of targeting itself as a health food. As far back as the 18th century, Italian physician Filippo Boldini recommended eating cinnamon ice cream to relieve aches, chocolate to feel happier, and lemon to settle up upset stomachs. According to Laura B. Weiss's Ice Cream, A Global History. Then, starting in the mid-19th century, drugstore soda fountains offered up ice cream sodas as a chaser of sorts to make medicine more delicious, many of which would also not be considered healthy today. Temperance activists pushed ice cream stores as alternatives to saloons, further highlighting the sweet's wholesome image. And in 1921, the Evening Missourian urged readers to eat it daily by arguing that one quart contains the same amount of protein as half a dozen eggs or 2 pounds of beefsteak. By the 1990s, as doctors told Americans to cut back on fat, ice cream developed a bad reputation. But today, even beyond low-cal versions, it may be moving back into the category of treats that, within moderation, taste good but don't have to make you feel bad. Research suggests that dairy fat is better for you than once thought, says Amy Ettinger. Author of Sweet Spot, An Ice Cream Binge Across America, which means ice cream sales are back on the upswing. Questions 11. Which of the following is not mentioned?
When were readers urged to eat ice cream for the nutrition it contains?
13. What is the passage mainly talking about? 14 through 16 are based on the following news.
E-waste spikes in Asia. The spreading tech boom comes with an increasingly global cost. From 2010 to 2015, the volume of electronic waste generated in East and Southeast Asia rose 63%, according to a report from the United Nations University. Electrical or electronic devices are not always properly recycled or disposed of. Instead, such e-waste is often burned or washed in acid to extract the valuable metals inside. This can pollute water and air and lead to cancers and fertility problems in workers exposed to the gases. Researchers studied e-waste's generation over 5 years in 12 Asian countries, including China, which saw the amount of e-waste it produced more than double. Reasons for the rise include an increase in products for sale and a growing middle class that can afford to buy them, they say. More and more gadgets and toys are coming with either a plug or a battery, and it's all substantially contributing to an increase in e-waste, says lead author Roediger Kruer. The rise is big, but not unexpected for nations seeing rapid economic growth, says Jason Linnell, who leads US non-profit body, the National Center for Electronics Recycling. Although Asia generates the highest volume of e-waste as a continent, Europe and the Americas generate about 4 times as much per capita, and much of this waste is exported to poorer countries that lack the infrastructure to safely recycle it.
Now listen again, please.
E-waste spikes in Asia. The spreading tech boom comes with an increasingly global cost. From 2010 to 2015, the volume of electronic waste generated in East and Southeast Asia rose 63%, according to a report from the United Nations University. Electrical or electronic devices are not always properly recycled or disposed of. Instead, such e-waste is often burned or washed in acid to extract the valuable metals inside. This can pollute water and air and lead to cancers and fertility problems in workers exposed to the gases. Researchers studied e-waste's generation over 5 years in 12 Asian countries, including China, which saw the amount of e-waste it produced more than double. Reasons for the rise include an increase in products for sale and a growing middle class that can afford to buy them, they say. More and more gadgets and toys are coming with either a plug or a battery, and it's all substantially contributing to an increase in e-waste, says lead author Roediger Kruer. The rise is big, but not unexpected for nations seeing rapid economic growth, says Jason Linnell, who leads US non-profit body, the National Center for Electronics Recycling. Although Asia generates the highest volume of e-waste as a continent, Europe and the Americas generate about 4 times as much per capita, and much of this waste is exported to poorer countries that lack the infrastructure to safely recycle it.
Questions. 14. What negative effect is not brought about by the spreading tech boom?
15. What's the main reason for the rise of e-waste?
16. How is the e-waste problem in developed countries? 16. Directions. In Section C, you will hear a longer conversation. The conversation will be read twice. After you hear the conversation, you are required to answer the following questions.
Jack Ma is here. He is the founder of Alibaba, China's largest e-commerce group. He is one of his country's first and most successful technology entrepreneurs. I'm pleased to have Jack Ma at this table for the first time. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, tell me how you got involved in technology.
Actually, now I'm not involved in technology. I'm involved in entrepreneurship because I was trained to be a high school teacher. The only thing I use my computer is to send and receive emails and browse the web page.
What do you think is your core competence?
It's culture. It's not the technology. We believe customers number one, employees number two, shareholders number three. This is my belief. Customers pay us the money. It's the employees that drive innovation.
What do you think of the idea about giving up 50% of your money away?
That's the social resources. It's not my money. I think today what China needs is 200 million jobs.
You want to have a society in which people have a job and they have a respectable way to earn a living and provide shelter and to provide a means for their children to have a better life?
Yes, create hope. And the other thing is to invest the money in environmental protection. The water is polluted, the trees, and the whole thing. If we grow our business, but we stop caring for the environment, we're killing our kids or killing our own future. So this is more important today in China than just giving money to somebody and other things. Questions. 17. What was Jack Ma trained to be?
Now, listen again, please.
Jack Ma is here. He is the founder of Alibaba, China's largest e-commerce group. He is one of his country's first and most successful technology entrepreneurs. I'm pleased to have Jack Ma at this table for the first time. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, tell me how you got involved in technology.
Actually, now I'm not involved in technology. I'm involved in entrepreneurship because I was trained to be a high school teacher. The only thing I use my computer is to send and receive emails and browse the web page.
What do you think is your core competence?
It's culture. It's not the technology. We believe customers number one, employees number two, shareholders number three. This is my belief. Customers pay us the money. It's the employees that drive innovation.
What do you think of the idea about giving up 50% of your money away?
That's the social resources. It's not my money. I think today what China needs is 200 million jobs.
You want to have a society in which people have a job and they have a respectable way to earn a living and provide shelter and to provide a means for their children to have a better life?
Yes, create hope. And the other thing is to invest the money in environmental protection. The water is polluted, the trees, and the whole thing. If we grow our business, but we stop caring for the environment, we're killing our kids or killing our own future. So this is more important today in China than just giving money to somebody and other things. Questions. 17. What was Jack Ma trained to be?
18. Which of the following is not mentioned by Jack Ma?
Why is Jack Ma going to create more jobs?
20. What is the other thing Jack Ma wants to invest his money in?